98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer in studio with us today here on Monday, July 8th. We'll be taking a look at a plea deal for Boeing.
I'm Rodney Price. We'll have a preview of Tuesday's Wichita City Council meeting coming up.
Currently in Wichita, partly sunny, 70 degrees. Our full weather forecast is on the way here on KNSS. The highest court in Kansas striking down two state laws restricting abortion.
In two 5-1 rulings, the Kansas Supreme Court rejected a ban on what healthcare providers call a common second trimester procedure, known as dilation and evacuation abortions, and a measure that aimed to enforce a series of licensing regulations on abortion clinics. Both state laws never went into effect after lower courts issued injunctions against them. In its ruling, the state Supreme Court cited a 2019 decision saying the state's constitution protects abortion rights. In 2022, Kansas voters rejected a ballot measure that would have allowed the state's GOP-controlled legislature to tighten abortion restrictions or ban the procedure. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Texas is seeing the impact of Hurricane Beryl.
It's crazy right now, to be quite honest. This is the worst conditions we have felt since we showed up. We felt the wind, which of course makes people very nervous, especially with overnight storms. You're trying to get some sleep and you're hearing almost like this eerie screech going through your home. But then when you start to look at the water, that's when you get concerned. And that's why we have mandatory evacuations out for Surfside Beach.
That's Fox weather meteorologist Britta Merwin in Surfside Beach, Texas.
The Wichita City Council will discuss startup plans for the new water treatment plant, just about finished in the northwest part of the city.
The plant should be brought online in April of 2025. Technical assistance is now needed with preparing the new plant and city staff who will operate it. The council will discuss a one-year contract proposal with operational technical services worth $4.06 million. Another agenda item on Tuesday is a funding proposal for the Project Downtown Master Plan update. Downtown Wichita has already secured more than $300,000 from private investors and $50,000 from Sedgwick County. Downtown Wichita is asking the city to match the county's investment. Those topics and more will be discussed Tuesday at 9 a.m. at City Hall in downtown Wichita. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
As of the afternoon of July 5th, dozens of people have been treated for burns and fireworks-related injuries. Wesley Medical Center says of the 28 patients they have had since June 27th, 21 came in on the 4th of July. Ascension has treated 41 people so far, with the majority of them outpatient or ER visits from burn injuries. However, 7 patients were admitted to the burn ICU. Dr. Julia Slater with the University of Kansas Health Systems says if you have burn injuries and have not seen a doctor, you should not put it off.
Do you have any areas where you have blistering of your skin and it's larger than the size of your palm? You should definitely come into the emergency room to have that burn evaluated.
Ascension says that most of the ER visit injuries were to the hands and feet. Of those, several received injuries to the bottom of their feet because they weren't wearing shoes. Well, that makes sense.
The number of inmates in the Sedgwick County Jail at a 20-year low. And the jail can house more than 1,400 inmates. As of last Friday, the average daily population, just under 1,100 inmates. The sheriff and the district attorney say there are several reasons. For the first time in 12 years as sheriff, Jeff Easter says they aren't sending inmates to other county jails because of overcrowding, as Sedgwick County now has empty beds. Wichita Police Department statistics through the first 4 months of the year show Part 1 violent crimes, such as homicides, rape, and aggravated assaults, are down 4% from the city's 5-year average, and that does include a 17% drop this year in the homicide rate.
The leader of NATO says Ukraine and its defense will be a top issue when member nations meet in Washington later this week.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on CBS Face the Nation said peace in Ukraine is the desire for NATO nations. Aid and ammunition must continue to come from allies. Stoltenberg says Russia believes the way to end the conflict is for Ukraine to fall. Stoltenberg disagrees.
That's not peace, that's occupation. So therefore we need a lasting just peace, and the only way to get there is to convince President Putin that he will not win on the battlefield.
The Secretary General says NATO aims to take a larger role in training Ukraine forces and delivering equipment for combat. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
It's very high up and it's very trashy. And we'll take a look at one critter that is outlasting some world leaders in and out the door. And, of course, our full weather forecast is coming up as well. KNSS News Time is 8:06. With Steve and Ted here on KNSS. The highest camp on the world's tallest mountain has a problem with garbage.
That camp is the last one before climbers try to get to the summit of Mount Everest. It's littered with garbage that's going to take years to clean up. A Nepal team of soldiers and Sherpas has removed 24,000 pounds of garbage, four dead bodies, and a skeleton from Everest during this year's climbing season. But one Sherpa thinks there could still be as much as 88,000 to 110,000 pounds of garbage still at the South Col camp, a lot of it frozen in layers at 26,000 feet from earlier climbers. Modern-day Everest climbers are now required to bring back their garbage or lose thousands in deposit money. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Apparently, one British feline is an expert at keeping track of the rapid succession of British prime ministers. Fox's Teresa Crowley explains.
Larry the Cat is a domestic tabby and chief mouser to number 10 Downing Street. Recruited by Prime Minister David Cameron in 2011, he's become Britain's symbol of stability. Larry is lording it over his sixth prime minister in 14 years, Labour PM Keir Starmer. He's fiercely territorial. But is Larry political? Because the mouser has now run off five conservatives, David Cameron, Theresa May, Boris Johnson, Elizabeth Truss, and Rishi Sunak. Larry posted on X before the election, "I don't get to vote, but I do have to live with whoever you elect. No pressure." And media beware. One BBC journalist named Helen Catt, no joke, says he likes to see what the press are up to. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
8:11 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Got a call from traffic tracker Linda, who let us know about a accident. It's on Washington Street. This is really affecting northbound Washington Street north of Kellogg. In fact, we're actually starting to see a little bit of a backup on the ramp from westbound Kellogg to Washington Street. So watch out in that area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's check our weather forecast with KSN meteorologist Jack Maney.
There will be a few clouds around, maybe a sprinkle or two, but for the most part, we keep things dry this Monday, waking up with a temperature around 65 degrees, and into the afternoon, we reach a high about 85. Light winds and skies gradually clearing throughout the day. It's going to be a real nice one out there, especially by July standards. Overnight tonight, down to 64 degrees, and tomorrow, we start turning the temperature up to the upper 80s, a high of 88 degrees for your Tuesday, and temperatures will continue to rise through the coming week. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Jack Maney.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the west. We're under a partly sunny sky. It is 70 degrees here on this Monday, July 8th. John Whitmer, let's bring in our guest.
Yeah, with us now is Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins. Dan, I know we wanted to talk a little bit about the elections coming up here, but I've got to ask you about something I saw actually in your newsletter. The governor, never a press tour that she didn't like. She's been out across the state, crisscrossing, doing a victory tour on a tax bill she didn't want. She reluctantly signed. This is after vetoing, what, seven other tax bills. I had to laugh. I saw the pictures. She's taken a victory lap on a tax bill that she really had nothing to do with.
Yeah, the part, John, that I really love the most is that she had her sidekick with her.
Yeah, Dennis Pyle, the guy who also, we'd have had a real tax bill if it hadn't been for Dennis Pyle.
That's true. So it was really kind of, it's kind of poignant that she takes a tour, ceremonially signing the tax bill at two different locations. In both locations, she had her sidekick with her and supporting her. He supported her through the last 2 years of vetoing all of our bills. So I guess it's only right for him to be there with her in the end. I'm not sure that does very well for him in his reelection bid. I think that might actually come back to bite him pretty hard.
No, I think you're right. And frankly, it should bite any Republican who voted against the tax bill. And you know, you and I have discussed it before. This was not the bill we wanted. This was not the best bill we could get. But that being said, any Republican who was dumb enough to vote against eliminating tax on Social Security, cuts to property taxes, cuts to income taxes, anyone stupid enough to vote for that should be voted out. And I'm glad that you're calling him out on this. And I think voters should call him out on this, and the others should call him out on this, because this is a bad vote. And, you know, it's only appropriate Dennis Pyle standing there with Laura Kelly.
Yeah, and you know, we did have, we actually had two in the House that also voted against it. We only had two in the whole House that voted against it, and both of them Republicans. And that really kind of, that kind of stung from the fact that, yeah, we didn't get all we really wanted, John. We didn't get as much property tax relief as we wanted. But we're going to come back next year, and we're going to, that's one of the very first things we'll do in tax. We'll take up property tax. But we got to really figure that out. It's not an easy thing to do. The property tax is so much controlled by the school districts, the county, and the city. And we have 20 mills at the state that we can do something with. And the mills aren't really the problem. It's the appraisals and
right.
How it just keeps going up. I was reading an article actually this morning, first thing, up in Johnson and Wyandot County. Their appraisals have went up as much as 20-some percent, 27% in Wyandot County. I don't remember what they said in Johnson County, but I'd like to know what they went up here in Sedgwick County, because I'm sure they're probably
high.
The appraisals and probably went up the same.
Trust me, we're aware of the vote down here. One of those was my representative. So trust me, we're aware of the no votes in Sedgwick County.
We're with Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins, with us this morning on Steve and Ted in the Morning. Speaker Hawkins, we are close to the primary elections coming up just a few weeks. Is there anything in Sedgwick County we should be keeping our eye on?
You know, probably the biggest election here in Sedgwick County during the primary is going to, during the primary, there's not a whole lot. Okay. It's the general election that Sandy Pickert's probably going to be the one that we're going to watch the most. They do have a primary in her district for the Democrats, Chuck Schmidt, and then a lady. I can't remember what her name is. I do think the Democrat Party decided that Chuck probably couldn't win, so they decided to recruit somebody to run against Chuck. So we'll be watching that one to see which one of those wins. But most everything that's happening here in Sedgwick County is all just general election. Again, Sandy Pickert will be one of our biggest on the general election as well. But truly in Johnson County is where everything is going to happen. We have some really, really, really big races up there that we're going to be watching really close come November.
We've got a big race in Reno County, too, where we really have an opportunity to swing a seat. Jason Probst, a radical liberal. We had Kyler Sweeley, who's the Republican candidate, one of the Republican candidates. We'd like to swing that seat over to the Republican side, correct?
Yes, and I do think of the two, Kyler's probably got the best chance of winning that primary. We'll see. I mean, primaries are an interesting deal, because it's just strictly your Republicans that are voting in that, and so we'll see what happens. I'm not sure, but I think Kyler's certainly looking to be the favorite there. And then, of course, you know, that the winner of that one will go against Jason Probst. So that's probably the biggest flip that could possibly happen down in this part of the country.
Dan, I saw that story on Laura Kelly on your newsletter. If folks want to connect with you, if they want to follow you, best way is probably through HawkinsForKansas.com. Is that right?
Actually, it's DanHawkinsKansas.com, and Kansas is spelled out. And go to the bottom of the landing page and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It comes out at 6 a.m. on Friday mornings, and that's where you get all the news of the week. We put a lot of stuff out there.
Mr. Speaker, I appreciate you joining us this morning, my friend.
Take care, John.
That is Speaker of the House here in the state of Kansas, Dan Hawkins, joining us live with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. It is 8:18 with Steve and Ted. And let's take a look at what's going on in sports. Look at Major League Baseball action yesterday. The Kansas City Royals in Denver taking on the Rockies. Not much going on for the Royals on offense this weekend on Friday and Saturday, but they got that turned around yesterday. And paired with some good pitching, it all added up to a nice win. Brady Singer was on the mound. He went 7 innings, only gave up 6 singles, so the pitching was right there. Meanwhile, the Royals' offense was more than enough yesterday. Mikael Garcia hit a 3-run home run. MJ Melendez hit a home run. And then in the late going, future All-Star Bobby Witt Jr. got into the act as well. You heard the game yesterday on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Fastball laced down the left field line toward the corner and gone! Just over the left field fence into the tunnel next to the bleacher seats in left. A line drive 3-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr. His 15th home run of the season gives the Royals double digits at Coors Field. It is 10-1 in the top of the ninth inning.
And that would be the final score. The Royals had lost 5 road games in a row, but they got that snap yesterday. 32,000 at the game in Denver. And that gave the pitcher, Brady Singer, the win. His first road win of the entire season. The Royals are off tonight. They have they're a game and a half back behind the Boston Red Sox for a wild card spot in the American League with 70 games to go in the season. All right, speaking of the Royals, the All-Star game is next week, and for the 7th time in franchise history, the Royals will have 4 players on the American League All-Star roster. 3 of those are first-time guys. The veteran is catcher Salvador Perez. He is a 9-time All-Star. He's got 1,500 career hits, 250 career home runs. There's only one other Royal that's done that, a guy named George Brett. The other three Royals are all first-time All-Stars. Shortstop Bobby Witt Jr., one of the best hitters in the game. And 2 starting pitchers. How about that? Starting pitcher Seth Lugo, who is leading the American League in wins with 11 and a 2.2 earned run average. And another Royals starting pitcher, Cole Reagans, named an All-Star. He's one of the best strikeout pitchers in the big leagues. Over on the National League roster, the starting third baseman for the National League is Alec Bohm, the former Wichita State Shocker for the Philadelphia Phillies. And Bohm is a first-time All-Star, and he's getting the start at third base. How about that? So a lot of things to look forward to for the All-Star game, which is 8 days away. And the Minnesota Twins won at home yesterday, beat the Houston Astros 3-2, and a lot of former Wichita Wind Surge guys helping out the Twins. Among them, the new rookie, infielder Brooks Lee. He was 2-for-4 yesterday. He's batting .474 since he got called up to the big leagues. Pinch hitter off the bench for the Twins, Jose Miranda, another former Wind Surge player. 1-for-1. Of course, he had a week in which he hit 12 hits in a row, so he's batting .700 on the week for Miranda. And the starting pitcher for the Twins, another Wind Surge guy, Simeon Woods Richardson, went 6 innings, only gave up 2 runs. Twins beat the Astros 3-2. Twins have won 2 out of 3 in their last 5 series. Start stringing those together and you'll move up in the standings. The Twins with a 3-game lead for a wild card spot in the American League. And that's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is 8:22 with Steve and Ted in the morning. We have a traffic and weather update on the way. And the awful debate performance of President Biden will be the topic of the Sean Hannity Morning Minute. Coming up, Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. It is 8:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday, July 8th. It's currently partly sunny and 71 degrees. Boeing accepts a plea deal to avoid a criminal trial over its MAX 737 jet crashes.
The Justice Department says Boeing has agreed to plead guilty to criminal fraud and avoid a trial involving the 2 crashes of its 737 MAX jetliners that left 346 people dead. As part of the deal, Boeing must pay an additional $243.6 million fine and invest $455 million in its safety and compliance programs. The plea deal does not give Boeing immunity for other incidents, including the one where a panel blew off a MAX jetliner during an Alaska Airlines flight in January. The deal must still be approved by a federal judge. Lawyers for the families expected to urge the judge to reject the agreement. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Texas is seeing the impact of Hurricane Beryl.
All eyes on Texas and the Gulf of Mexico this morning as Beryl once again strengthens into a Category 1 hurricane. It currently has maximum sustained wind speeds of 80 miles per hour. Outer bands from the storm are already lashing the state, bringing damaging winds, storm surge, and flooding and rain to the region. Places in and around Houston could see up to 8 inches of rain before it's all said and done.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer.
Kansas winter wheat harvest winding down. Crop looking better than expected. Severe weather delayed the hard red winter wheat in Kansas, but the majority of fields have now been cut. Less than 20% of the crop still remains in Kansas and Texas. Meanwhile, in Wyoming and Montana, the wheat harvest is about 2 weeks away, and Oregon currently doing some test cutting.
On Wednesday, a federal district court judge temporarily halted the Biden administration's implementing of a Title IX rule. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says the regulations would have required public schools to allow biological males who identify as females to shower with biological girls in locker rooms. It also would have required public schools and universities to allow biological males who identify as girls to compete in girls' sports. Kobach personally argued the case on June 20th.
Title IX was adopted by Congress in 1972 and then amended in 1974 to protect girls, protect biological females, their opportunities in education and in sports. And the Biden administration was about to redefine sex to mean gender identity. And in so doing, they would have hurt girls in a number of settings.
Attorney General Kobach will be our guest on the Stephen Ted in the Morning Show tomorrow at 8:10.
Charges filed in a fatal Wichita shooting. 22-year-old Peter McKinney charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death of 25-year-old Sebastian Crawford. This all happened following an argument in the 200 block of North Rock Road at the Rockboro Apartments north of Douglas and Rock. McKinney's bond set at $500,000. His next court appearance a week from today.
A shocking defeat for France's right-wing party in the country's general elections. Fox's Jonathan Savage has more.
President Emmanuel Macron called this parliamentary election to test whether France really wanted the right-wing national rally to control the country. The results of an often bitter campaign suggest that's not the case. The national rally were expected to win, but ended up third. That's because left-wing and centrist parties worked together to stop them. But now France faces a hung parliament with no bloc big enough to govern alone. Prime Minister Gabriel Attal, appointed only 7 months ago, is resigning today. We now expect a long period of political horse trading before we know what's next. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A NASA crew completing a Mars mission, but they never left Earth.
That four-person crew, two men and two women, emerged Saturday afternoon from a simulated Mars environment at the Johnson Space Flight Center in Houston after spending more than 12 months inside. The four volunteers, Kelly Haston, Anka Salariu, Ross Brockwell, and Nathan Jones, entered the simulated Mars bunker on June 23rd of 2023. They spent the next 378 days living and working together inside a 17,000-square-foot 3D-printed habitat while simulating spacewalks, growing and harvesting vegetables, and maintaining their habitat and equipment. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
So what does it mean if a bunch of middle schoolers call you a Sigma? Well, you can take it as a compliment. It's a new generation of slang. And you may take it to social media, maybe if you have to look it up, but don't worry, it actually isn't a bad thing. Fox's Jill Nato has more.
Generation Alpha slang is the product of kids born between 2010 and 2024, and you can't just Google the slang anymore to figure out what they're saying. Emerging slang winds up on sites like TikTok and YouTube Shorts, and it can't be decoded unless you watch the trending videos. A few examples. Sigma, it means lone wolf or cool and popular. Looks maxing means enhancing one's looks through diet, skincare, and plastic surgery. Then there's the word Ohio. To Generation Alpha, it's not just the name of a state, but a synonym for all things weird and cringy. Jill Nato, Fox News.
8:53 with Stephen Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A local business update from the Business Journal is on the way. Now, Stephen Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three
Boeing accepting a plea deal to avoid a criminal trial over its MAX 737 jet crashes.
Two.
Number of inmates in the Sedgwick County Jail now at a 20-year low.
One.
More than 1,000 flights canceled at Houston's two airports as Hurricane Beryl hits the Texas coast. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing things looking pretty good on the roadways here in the Wichita area right now. Just remember, we've got some construction starting up. This is going to be closing lanes north and southbound on Eisenhower Parkway right at Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And a look at the weather forecast here on this Monday. Partly sunny today and a high of 85 degrees. Sky clearing off tonight. Overnight low down to 64. That'll lead way to a sunny day Tuesday. High tomorrow, 88. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northwest. Partly sunny sky. It is 71 degrees on our way to a high of 85 here on this Monday, July 8th. KNSS weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Come enjoy the new outdoor patio at the Monarch. Patio is ready and waiting for you, and the weather is perfect to enjoy with your friends. The Monarch, West Douglas there in historic Delano. What a great place to hang out, the Monarch. After we're finished up, the Glenn Beck program is on the way. Guest host, Pat and Stu today. Jill Biden lashing out at those trying to oust Joe. Among the topics today on the Glenn Beck program coming up after Steve and Ted. Now, a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. After finishing a lease on the storefront at the Anchor in October, Carolina Freeman and her husband Chad are going to transition to a food truck business for Argentina's Empanadas. The best way to follow the food traffic in the Wichita market. To Freeman's surprise, her mother's favorite TV show popped into her Instagram inbox, proving their decision right. The Great Food Truck Race. Got a message there. National television show produced by the Food Network. Take part in season 17 of the show, slated to air the following year. It's a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. More business news twice tomorrow with Steve and Ted in the morning. Hey, thanks for listening. Thank you, John Whitmer, for sitting in with us this week.
Oh, my pleasure. I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Show with Dana Lash, the Sean Hannity Show, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great Monday.